Great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. Today we focus on the Richland School District. And to join us today, we have Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jody Pretsch, Food Service Director. A pleasure to have you both here today. Carrie, we'll start with you. Good morning. How are you doing? We've had you on the show today, but not in this capacity.
I guess it's a new role for me. I started about 2 weeks ago, so really excited. It's a great opportunity to be working for the district and just really hoping to hit the ground running and get going. And this is a great opportunity to be here with you today.
Emily Dolan kind of mapped it out that you know, when you took the job, that you got to do the radio. So we appreciate her recruiting you for us, too.
Woohoo!
You didn't realize it, but what attracted you to the job when you were kind of mulling it over?
Yeah. So I got an email from a girlfriend that said, I think you would be really great at this, and they're looking, and I hemmed and hawed about it, and I worked from home for a long time, so that's been a little switch to need to go into an office and have a wardrobe and not wear leggings every day, but it was just a really great opportunity to get more involved in the community. Mark and I moved here in 2012, and I've always worked from home for kind of a company based in California, and just haven't really had those deep roots go in. And after 10 years and the kids moving up to the high school, it was really seemed like the time to kind of go for it and get more involved and be working local. And it's really been a joy to get to do that.
It seems to me that it's a job where there's never a dull moment because there's such a variety of things that you work with and work on, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is amazing. I've had the luxury of coming in the summer. And so there's a little less chaos and noise than maybe there will be in the year. But it's been a really great kind of warming up time and getting to know people. And teachers are kind of in and out of the building, and the administration team has just been great and so welcoming, and getting to foster those relationships. I knew a lot of them kind of coming in just as a parent in the community, but just getting the opportunity to really kind of sink my teeth in and meet everyone and get to work more closely with just utterly amazing people. I cannot say enough great things. I think as a parent in the district or a community person, you just maybe don't realize like just all the good work that goes in and how much people care and how much they really are like just, you know, in our kids' corner all the time and really rooting for them and making things go in the way just really smoothly. And it's just been a really, really awesome experience to meet and work with so many great people.
There are so many things that go on, you know, day in and day out in the Richland District, and you know, and victories and triumphs and things that maybe us in the public don't see. So I think that's part of the job, is to kind of help promote those things.
Oh,
isn't it?
For sure. It's you know, I think you have to be the cheerleader, right? You have to be the head cheerleader, but one of my goals is to make more cheerleaders, right? Have more people know and celebrate all the wonderful things that go on. I think the district administrators do a great job. The teachers do a great job. And one of the goals of this job is to make the community kind of realize, too, this great things are going on. And from, you know, athletics to we'll talk about our kids who won state for food and FFA and just these really amazing things that are going on. And hopefully I can do a good job of telling the community and engaging the community and having them join us in the things that they can, from band concerts to parades or all the things that are going on, projects at the intermediate and the primary school. It's really is every day is something brand new and something exciting, and gosh, it's really a great job and a great, I'm so lucky to get to do that, to be part of it and to, hopefully communicate really well. I had the opportunity to go to some of the end of year stuff for the high school, especially I was in the room when they were pieing some teachers, and just, you can really see the the love that's there between the staff and students. And I mean, love with a pie in the face is probably not what everyone would consider, but it really was great to see the interactions with students and staff. And I mean, it's so awesome. So awesome. And I'm so excited. My kids are going to be up there and be a part of it. And I know the intermediate school had, or primary school had a field day, and there's just so many staff and student interactions, and it's just amazing to see these adults really playing an integral part in these kids' lives and enjoying, like genuinely enjoying the time that they're spending together.
I did not hear about the pie in the face deal. So is that something new, or you know, I should have been there to broadcast that.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch of like events that went on for the last day of school at the high school. This is, and one of them was pieing some teachers. And so I think the student council had a role in that. And it was, they set up a big tarp behind them, but it wasn't big enough. So and clean off some whipped cream from the walls of the gym, I think.
Jody, did you make those pies or not?
He did not.
No. Somebody.
The students made their own pies.
What a fun thing. Carrie, she touched on this a little bit, but what a nice victory at the end of the year for your students that went to state with their food. Tell us about that,
Jody. They were awesome. I got to go with them because Ashley couldn't make it that day, so I was privileged enough to be able to take the kids down, watch them during their competition, and we got to go in while they were getting judged and hear all the awesome comments from the judges. Most of the judges were 25 plus year chefs that had worked in the field, and they couldn't comment enough on how the students made their own dough and come up with the recipe. And this is the first time Richland Center had entered this competition, and to come away with the state champions was just awesome.
Can you tell us what the food product was that they served?
It was taco calzones with a melon salsa.
Mm.
So they made their own whole grain bread dough. They made their tacos seasonings. They didn't make a mix. They come up with their own recipe for their seasoning. The salsa was cantaloupe, muskmelon, and onions and cilantro and stuff. And the judges, they were just wowed by it.
That's awesome. Did they go to you and the staff for some help or some things? Like, can we do this and can we not?
Well, I got an email on it, and I sent the email to Ashley and asked her if her class would be interested in doing this. And she jumped on it and ran with it with her class. And they did come and make 120 of them to serve on the lunch line to get the kids' feedback and stuff. And the feedback from the students was great.
So it went well. You didn't see anybody throwing it away too much. They gobbled it up, huh?
Nope.
Oh, that's great. So is it possible that you're going to have that on the menu this next school year?
We will put it on the menu next school year and make sure that it's known that this was the state-winning recipe from the kids last year.
The hardest thing will be coming up with something for next year now. They've set the bar pretty
That's
high.
That's what I told them, yep.
Oh, how
Staff
fun.
Staff is happy to tape taste test for them anytime.
Staff can, yeah, right. You know, Carrie, there were a lot of victories at the end of the year. Some other things that you want to talk about wrapping up the school year?
We were so lucky. Simone won at an FFA convention for extemporaneous public speaking, and so that was exciting. I got a note on that. So the FFA program is fantastic, and I didn't even know that much about it. There's goats actually at the high school, and they turned one of the sheds into a pen for the animals, and they've really done some great things there. It's an exciting program and one that I really didn't know that much about growing up in the city. But that it was really cool to see her win, you know, for maybe something you wouldn't necessarily put with FFA and do public speaking. And then just the end of the year, we had just great kid involvement with all of our end of the year events and days and that kind of stuff. The seventh and eighth grade had an assembly and presented a bunch of awards to their kids. And the gifted and talented program does a lot of stuff, the yearbook. It was so cool to see all these kids come up with and get their certificates and just get rewarded or a little recognition for the great work that they're doing.
So you wrapped up the school year and then you take over, in the office. And what are some things you're focusing on this summer, getting ready for the new year?
Yeah. So right now we're working on calendars. So trying to get the dates firmed up for all the events and figure out what they all are and engage with the band and choir and then like the dances and all that stuff on the printed calendar so we can have those ready for super registration. So that is coming up as well. And then like a district calendar, just like a quick view one that we can have ready for people as well. And then really working on our communications through the social media pages, getting here, being here with you and doing this, kind of getting the community involved a little bit more and knowing what's going on with us. And those are the big things I'm working on right now for the summer and just getting ready to welcome the kids back. So it'll be exciting to get kids in the building again. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but we miss them.
Yeah. So are you responsible for getting the word out on social media about different things and deadlines and whatnot?
Yep. Yes. So really we're using it to kind of communicate what's going on. And lately it's been a lot of like the things that happened kind of at the end of the year. There's just not enough time to highlight it all while we're still in class. But I know there's some posts coming up about different classes, some of the activities they did last year, and hopefully we'll do again this year. So if kids are looking to kind of maybe plan out their schedule or look at something, a class they might be interested in taking, that kind of thing, we're going to be highlighting those still later in the year. And then also reminders about picking up your food service stuff for the summer and getting ready, our kids ready that are coming in for kindergarten, especially like things that parents can do to kind of have them be a little more ready for that first day. It is about 10 weeks away, which is hard to believe.
And the list of what you need for each class, I'm guessing?
Those are coming out soon. The intermediate school I have just about ready to get up on the website, and primary and high school should be coming along shortly as well. So yeah, if you're really a parent who's really on the ball and looking to school shop early, I am not that parent.
Yeah. Look for some bargains, maybe.
Right, yeah, right. Exactly.
Gives you plenty of time. And speaking of summer, Jody, you want to talk a little bit about food service? And that program is underway. And how's it gone for the first week or so?
It is. It's going gangbusters. We are up to almost 750 people signed up this year.
My goodness.
So that's 750 people, a breakfast and a lunch for each day, plus juice for each day. So and each student gets a gallon of milk per week. So it's a lot of food going out the door.
That really is. So describe for me the process then the food is delivered and then you guys have to pack it. And that must take some time too.
We have to make the menus out. The menus have to be made out, sent to DPI. They have to make sure that we're still following the qualifications as during the school year. So then we have to order it all. Some of it comes prepackaged. That doesn't, we have to package. So we try to package the products on Monday and Tuesdays. And then Wednesday and Thursday, we try to bag a dry bag and a freezer bag. And then Thursday from 11 to 4, we have pickup.
How much do you do locally as far as food? Or like you say, it all comes from that? Or do you guys generate anything locally that's in the food pack?
For the summer meals, it pretty much comes from our vendor, Cisco, and our Prairie Farms Dairy. During the school year, we're trying to do more local farm-to-table stuff, and we want to do more next year.
Describe what a typical meal is for the summer that you give out, then.
Well, yesterday's package had barbecue in a bun, baked beans, lots of fruit, lots of fresh fruit. Usually every week they get a fresh apple, an orange, a banana, and possibly a pear, plus the little cups of fruit and applesauce cups and all their other main items. They get for breakfast cereals, breakfast bars, Pop-Tarts, pancake sausage wraps, mini cinnies. Yeah, just the list goes on and on.
The pancake sausage is a hit at my house for sure.
That's a thumbs up there. That sounds good to me, right?
I know. Wait, when do adults get to get on in this soon next year?
Right. You know, it sounds like a good combination of, you know, kids aren't going to find this like, oh, boring or stuff. I mean, there's something that everybody loves in there,
right,
it sounds like.
Right. Yeah. We do macaroni and cheese and a lot of stuff that's easy for kids to heat up in the microwave. Mm-hmm. So they can don't have to bug mom and dad. They can just go ahead and have their little snack or whatever.
Now, if somebody's listening and they've not signed up, is there still an opportunity to get in on this?
They can still sign up. They can call the high school or they can call direct to the kitchen, 608-647-6063. All we need is the name of the student, their age, a phone number that we can contact you, and if your student has any food allergies. We do gluten-frees, vegetarians, milk allergies. We can take care of all that for them.
And what are the stipulations? You have to live within the Richland District then?
You have to be within the Richland School District 0 to 18. So if you have a student at home that's 18 now, they can still sign up.
So plenty of time for that, and it's each Thursday except, I suppose, the 4th of July again.
Yeah. The week of the 4th, we're going to have pickup on Tuesday, July 2nd, and that'll still be from 11 to 4.
So that goes through the summer and then the school year?
Yes, the last pickup will be August 15th, and that will give them food through the following week. So it'll just be a week that there won't be a pickup.
I'm guessing that you hear a lot of good stories of people are really appreciative, don't you,
Joe? We do. During COVID, we delivered and dropped off at homes, so we didn't get to see anybody. But last year and this year, where we have parent pickup, and they usually bring their kids with them, it's really nice to get to see them and talk to them, and many praises. And the kids are just ecstatic when the girls call them by name. They think it's just great that they remember them and stuff. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I cannot say enough amazing things about Jody and her team. They just are, the first week before when I was helping them, just popping down there to watch them pack or help out, and that was the thing that they just said over and over again, we can't wait to see the kids. We can't wait to see the kids. We're so excited to see the kids. And they just, oh my gosh, it's hard work. Those girls do. All those girls do so much work, but they are loving it and having fun. There's usually smiles on their faces.
You have to, right?
We have to, yeah.
But they were so excited to see the kids, and it really is a labor of love for sure. And I think it's what your team is, you and
three others.
So it's really a small team, but man, there is a lot of love coming out of that kitchen every week.
Do you want to name drop your team?
Lonnie Haas, Kathy Hillesheim, and Tasha Pritch.
Okay. Thanks for all they do too.
Yep.
So, and that's great, you know, and for a student, you know, food insecurity is something that, you know, we hate to have to think about. Yep. And that gives them a little bit of, you know, maybe peace of mind in the summer, doesn't it?
Yes, because you hate to think about it, but sometimes that's all they get. So,
yeah, gives them a little stability during the summer. And then, so now, are you kind of making plans for the school year and for the hot lunches that are coming up?
We are. We've kind of changed our lines up at the high school. We went from a standard lunch menu to we're doing it more like a food court. We have one line that's just a grab and go. We offer a hamburger, cheeseburger every day, a chicken item, and then one to two other items. We do fries 3 days a week on that line. Otherwise, it's a hot vegetable. We do a pasta plus line. We do a Chinese day or a potato bowl day. 2 days we do pasta. They get their choice of pasta. We do a homemade Alfredo sauce. On Fridays, this has been a big, big hit last year. We do homemade pizza. We do a variety of like 6 to 8 different pizzas. And then we have a line of specialty deli sandwiches. At the end of the year, we started protein bowls, and those went over awesome. Next year, we're going to add parfaits, smoothies, yogurt and fruit bowls and things to that line. And with each line comes a full salad bar. They get a choice of just their regular salad and toppings or a Caesar salad and a full fruit bar.
I have to find out a way I can weasel my way out there for lunch.
You can
I mean, come up any day.
I know. The staff is like in the building during the summer, and it's probably the worst part of being there in the summer is that food service is not running. And I personally got to have food service for like a week while I was still in session, and I'm counting the days until food service starts again.
Yeah, I can see why. The variety just really impresses me, Joy. Yeah,
We try to take suggestions from the kids. I went to a couple classes and talked to kids last year, and they requested rice bowls for a lot of the athletes and stuff. So we put those on, and those went over big. They just wanted plain rice, whole grain rice, and meat to put on top of it. I said, you don't want it, gravies, anything? Nope. So those are a big thing. And yeah, so we like to take the suggestions. We try to put them on. If they go good, we'll keep them on. On any given day, we've got between 10 and 15 main choices.
Yeah, it's a far cry from when I went to school, that's for sure. So, things have improved. But, I mean, certainly in terms of, you know, where you get your food and things like that, and you've got a lot more choices than they used to have, too.
We do. And farm-to-table is a big thing now. So I'm looking into all the local businesses, local farmers, even West Bay Creamery. And a lot of the local businesses have been awesome to us. Last year in the fall, we got apples from Oakwood. The kids absolutely loved it. And when we were out of them, the first day we went back to the regular bought apples, they said, oh, don't we have any of the good apples?
Oh, that's awesome. That's great for our area businesses, too. We've got a lot to talk about here with the Richland School District. Carrie Stoltz and Jody Pretch, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment with more on The Morning Show. From the Richland School District today, Carrie Stoltz is our guest, Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jody Pretch, Food Service Director as well. So we talk about the great things coming up here and looking ahead toward the new school year. You could always use more subs, I presume?
We can, yes. We always have a need for subs, volunteers. There are a couple teacher positions open, I still believe. Those are on the website if somebody's interested in looking to get an application in. We love to have the help. We love to have new ideas and new visions and new staff coming in. We have a great like mentor program now for all of our new staff coming in. They're always paired up with more senior staff member to kind of help them navigate the district and what's going on there. So lots of support for any new teachers that are you know, fresh out of college or moving to the district coming in. And we love to see you. We'd love to have more people join us.
Always can use the subs and the, you know, and yes. What are the qualifications?
4-year degree. Teachers, they can be like emergency certified. If you have a 4-year degree, you can still teach. There's probably some more regulations around that than I know. But you can always call the district office or any of the schools if you're interested in working at a particular one, especially as a sub. You can kind of specify what age you're interested in working with, or if there's a specialty, just science, just math, that kind of thing. So district office is happy to take your calls. The website has a contact us too. So however you want to reach out, however you want to get a hold of us, we would be happy to take your call.
And you recently had some retirees, some long-serving staff.
We did. There's 4 that are leaving us. Todd Ostrander, Lisa Stafford, Julie Korb, and Carol Hillesheim have recently retired, and we will miss them greatly. I've only had the opportunity to work with Todd. He's in the district office, so but I know my husband had him for a teacher. So he has a long tenure with the district. We're sad to see them go, but we wish them all the best. And at our teacher breakfast, we actually had a lot of anniversaries come up, and the one that just shocked me. So it's Brian Jones and Jody, I'm gonna
Cheryl Kinney.
Yep. She was the sweetest gal. 45 years they've been with the district. I just I was my first teacher breakfast, so the first time I had kind of seen these awards come out, and wow, 45 years with the district. It's so awesome to see those folks in the mentorship and the knowledge that they're bringing with them. It's just, it's unbelievable to me. So
great dedication.
Yeah,
to them.
Really mm-hmm. so much. I mean, wow. And there's 35 and 30. I mean, there's a bunch of teachers who've been there for a really long time and are just still doing great things for the district. And so such a blessing to have those guys there and all those great, the knowledge base that they have is just unbelievable. So
you have a ways to go to catch them now. This is just 2 weeks into the job.
I'm not sure I'm going to make 45. So.
Well, it won't be long. We'll be talking about the upcoming super registration, right?
Yes, that's a day we all get ready for and prepare for. It's August 6th, so I know it's a ways off, but if parents are listening and want to get that on their calendar, it's at the high school. We have everybody come to the high school. Kids take pictures, get all their paperwork's turned in and that kind of stuff. Lots of teachers, lots of staff will be there. The whole district office comes. It's all day. I don't have the hours in front of me. All day, whenever you want to come. Shouldn't take too terribly long to be there, but we love to see you, and you're welcome to stick around and meet people. And if you're going to be at the high school next year, you want to kind of pop around and take a tour. It's exciting day. Lots of people there. Even with the food service, we see the line of cars coming in. I'm like, oh man, super registration's going to be even more than that. So it should be a great day. We've got some time to prep still, but August 6th is the date for that one.
And that you can kind of, it's like one-stop shop to get everything done, right?
Yep. Take your pictures. Class pictures are that day, so you can kind of make sure Bobby's hair is squared away there, and the kids are still looking their best. And we'll have retakes too, but one more thing you can check off the list before the year even starts.
Yeah, definitely. And Jody, certainly you guys will be getting ready and kind of getting all the food service thing in ship shape. And do you have a breakfast kickoff?
We have a breakfast kickoff next year. It'll be the first full week of school. And at the primary and elementary schools, we are going to have Homer show up for the little kids to kind of encourage them, since breakfast is so important to them. We'll have special breakfasts. I think we're going to invite parents and grandparents. So it'll be a big day. And at the high school, we're going to invite all the administration and the board members, and DPI is going to be there. So we'll be doing special things at the high school that'll be on two separate days, but yep, a big breakfast kickoff next year.
When we talk about food, you know, we were kind of primarily focused on the high school, but you have breakfast at the other two schools
too. We do, and actually the primary has the biggest breakfast count, so that's great for the littles that they get that meal to start their day.
So what is a typical day like? When do you and the staff arrive to begin preparation for meals?
At the high school, we arrive at 6 and we're done at 2. We have to have food ready to send out to the primary and elementary for lunch at 9:30. The ladies that serve breakfast at the primary and elementary, they get there at between 6 and 7, so they're ready to serve. I believe the buses will be at the schools anywhere from 7:35 to 7:45 this coming year is what I heard. So then they start breakfast right away until they have to go to class. And if they have some late kids, they pack them a sack to take with them to their first class, and because we don't want them to miss out on the breakfast if they want it. So
well, that's a great service that you do. As far as items that kids like, does it change from year to year?
Oh, definitely. It'll take us a month at the beginning of the school year to kind of get down what they're going to take this year versus last year. Some years, you know, they'll take, all they want is hamburgers and chicken nuggets and stuff. But we also have actually a big group that likes our scratch cooking casseroles, and you know, we do a variety of sandwiches. We try to come up with something new, and we try to get them to at least try it. So
do kids still trade like we used to? Like, you know, I'll trade you a piece of pizza for an extra.
Yeah. But we tell them they have to wait till they get past the computer, then they can do whatever they want.
Then it's fair game.
Then it's fair game.
Jody Presch, Food Service Director. Carrie Stoltz, you'll be coming back to see us on a monthly basis now.
I will, for sure.
Bringing along some of the staff and students and kind of promoting some of the great
Anybody
things.
Who wants to come with me.
Yeah, right. Just load up the van. Carrie Stoltz, Director of Marketing and Communications as well on this portion of The Morning Show.
Chair, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today's sunny and a high of 84. For tonight, muggy, isolated thunderstorms early, then more widespread around midnight or after, some of which could be strong. So keep it tuned here for further weather updates today. A low of 69 overnight tonight into tomorrow. Right now, it's very foggy. Some spots are quite messy this morning, so be careful and allow some extra time. It is 62 degrees.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rep, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A trail of damage across southern Wisconsin. Severe Saturday night storms and tornadoes rumbled from southwestern to southeastern Wisconsin. A likely tornado destroyed historic Apple Grove Lutheran Church in the Lafayette County village of Argyle. There's also considerable damage to structures and infrastructure in Janesville, according to a statement from the city. Power outages were reported in numerous locations, and there were cancellations due to the dangerous weather, including tacos and tequila in Franklin and a Dave Matthews concert at Alpine Valley in East Troy. The good news, no injuries were reported. Severe weather across our immediate area as well. Over the course of the weekend, many streets and roadways were flooded, creating debris and mudslides on many roadways. There were also reports of downed trees on County Ann and Mislich Road here in the Richland Center area and Richland Township. At WRCO, 3.19 inches of rain on Saturday combined with the rain on Friday as well. So just over 5 31/100 on Friday and into Saturday. Several roads were closed in the area, and it appears that water has receded enough to open those up. The most recent one is Highway 58. According to Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder, Highway 58 is now open to traffic that was closed from Huffman Lane to County BA. And again, roads improving in that area, but more rain in the forecast for this evening. Vernon County Sheriff Roy R. Torgerson reports a motorcycle accident on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen that occurred yesterday at approximately 9:50. The operator and single occupant, Jonathan Tomlinson, was traveling south on State Highway 35, just south of Spring Coulee Road, when he lost control of his motorcycle. A witness stated it appeared he was losing his ball cap just prior to losing control of the bike. There were tire impressions left on the roadway in excess of 300 feet prior to Tomlinson being ejected from the bike. Tomlinson was wearing sunglasses but did not have a helmet. He was transported by Tri-State Ambulance to Gunderson Health System with serious injuries. However, they do not appear to be life-threatening. The southbound lane was shut down on State Highway 35 for approximately 2 hours. reminding Wisconsin voters of the end of abortion rights 2 years ago, June 24th, 2022. The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion and setting off legal battles in the states, including here in Wisconsin. Now just days away from the first presidential debate, the Biden-Harris campaign is hoping to focus the attention of Wisconsin voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigns in Wisconsin this week. She'll headline a rally in Madison this evening and make stops in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson. The Marshfield City Council will consider changes to the city's food truck ordinance. This comes after food truck owners held an aggressive campaign against a new city regulation that limited where and when they could operate, only on city property and only during city-sponsored events, meaning even with all their proper licensing and registration, they wouldn't be able to be a part of a privately organized fundraiser in a city park. Backlash from owners caused an emergency meeting of the council late last week, where they voted to recommend a change. People around Wisconsin are helping scientists track ticks in the state. As Marshfield Clinic Research Institute Executive Director Jennifer Meese says, the tick inventory via Citizen Science helps them track disease-carrying ticks. Meese and her team want to raise awareness of those illnesses and make sure people are looking for the bugs. Thousands of ticks have been sent to researchers since the effort began in April. For more information or to request a prepaid collection kit be sent to you, call TICS at marshfieldclinic.org. There are plenty of job vacancies in Wisconsin, but if you're coming off a job in a specialized field, it might be harder to get a new position. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodak says you might need to consider a change to get back in the workforce. That includes relocation or even upskilling into a new line of work. If you're still having trouble getting a position and you're on unemployment, contact the Job Center of Wisconsin to get some assistance. The Missoula Children's Theater will be presenting Robin Hood at the Riverdale Elementary School Friday evening and Saturday afternoon. Auditions for Riverdale students will be held today at noon in the Res Commons, with the first rehearsals to begin that afternoon. Rehearsals will be held Tuesday through Friday at noon until 4, with a brief break at 2. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to Chris Simonson or Rebecca Knoll at the Riverdale School website. The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to combat the drastic shortfall in donations. The Red Cross will be holding blood drives around the area this week. Two blood drives will be held today from 1 until 6. One will be at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval, and the second will be at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. You can book a time by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Madison police handed out over 80 citations Saturday night after breaking up an illegal racing event. Organizers of the race called it Madison Takeover 2024 and were planning to run it after Easttown Mall closed for the night. Most of the citations were for trespassing, but several were for reckless driving and speeding. Police say those races put the public at risk. Management at Easttown say they've had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to repave the lot due to burnouts and other vandalism. And local election clerks have been facing harassment over the state's new absentee ballot envelopes. WKOW in Madison reports a New London man has sent emails to clerks across the state saying those new envelopes are illegal and he'll sue any clerk who uses them. This is despite the envelopes being approved by the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. The man has already filed over a dozen lawsuits against local clerks. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald has been debunking the emails and sending out assurances to clerks they're doing nothing wrong. McDonald calls the emails a scare tactic and an attempt to stop absentee voting.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Sunny today, then turning partly cloudy, a high of 84. Muggy tonight, isolated showers early, then more widespread around midnight or after. Some storms could be strong late tonight, a low of 69. Tuesday, 87 with early morning showers. In Richland Center, so far on the day, a very foggy start to the day following yesterday's 79 and 1/100th of an inch of rain early on in the morning. We are at our overnight low. Currently, it is 61 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at local baseball from yesterday coming up, and the Brewers salvaged a game in San Diego.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. Ellis has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In hometown in baseball yesterday, Dodgeville won 5-3 in 10 innings over Arena. It was a great game that saw Dodgeville jump out to a 3-0 lead after three innings. Arena battled back with two runs in the fourth and another in the sixth to tie it at three. The game went to an extra inning, and per Home Talent League rules, a runner was placed at second base to start each half inning. Visiting Dodgeville scored when Taryn Bachup doubled. He would later score on an RBI hit by Bo Levetko, and Arena was able to get its runner to third base in the bottom of the 10th, but failed to score. Nate Jennings pitched the first six innings for Arena and struck out five while giving up six hits. Elijah Alt worked the last four innings and struck out seven while giving up four hits. Dodgeville improved to 7-0 in Sunday league action, while the Aces fell to 1-5. Elsewhere, Pine Bluff Mount Hora was a 5-3 winner against Blanchardville. Argyle 2, Scholesburg Benton 1, Belleville over Wyota 9-8. Verona shut out Muscadet 16-0 in seven innings, Hollandale 9 and Ridgeway 2. In the north, Ashton 2-1 over Middleton. Wisconsin Dells at Plain was postponed. Cross Plains 20, Cazenovia 7, Wanakee 7-6 over Mazamani. And in Legion baseball, the Viroqua Legion 24 team, 18U, with a 6-5 victory over Baraboo and 13-3 in the nightcap. Brewer rookie starter Tobias Myers keeps his excellent June going by winning for the fourth time in the month, 6-2 over San Diego. Myers was set up for the win by a 5-run Milwaukee rally in the second. The victory ended hopes for a 4-game sweep by the Padres. Myers allowed one run on five hits with three strikes and no walks in five innings of work. The Brewers finally got it going on Sunday. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we were just kind of like chipping away and relentless movement. That's kind of our offense, and we're capable of that. But guys kept coming up and putting it in play. That's, you know, gives you a chance.
The Brewers now move on to take on Texas. They'll host them tonight. Right-hander Freddie Peralta is scheduled to start. The Phillies over the Diamondbacks, 4-1. Braves, 3-1 over the Yankees. Rays, 3. Pirates, 1. Red Sox, 7-4 over the Reds. While the Tigers beat the White Sox, 11-2. Marlins, 6. Mariners, 4. Also a win for the Guardians, 6-5 over the Blue Jays. And the Astros, 8-1 over the Orioles. Cardinals, 5. Giants, 3. Rangers, 4-0 over the Royals. Nationals, 2. Rockies, 1. The Twins, 3-0 over the Athletics. And last night, the Mets beat the Cubs by a final of 5-2. There's a lot of young talent on the Green Bay Packer roster. Supporting that, CBS Sports is listing 5 players as potential first-time Pro Bowlers. If quarterback Jordan Love can duplicate his performance over the final 8 games last season and do it for 17, he will not only have a shot at the Pro Bowl, but he would be in the discussion for NFL MVP. The other Green Bay players getting a lot of preseason attention are defensive end Rashawn Gary, safety Xavier McKinney, wide receiver Jaden Reed, and tight end Luke Musgrave. Each showed plenty of potential during last season's stretch run as well. And the Wisconsin men's basketball program has added Sussex guard Aiden Knopp as a preferred walkout. Averaged 20 points per game last season while connecting on 40% of his three-pointers. He joins Daniel Freitag, forward Jack Robinson, and Serbian front court player Andrea Vukic as members of the 24 freshman class as well. That's an update on sports today on a Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the 6th caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from... Julie Cairns joins us on the morning show from WRCO. Julie, I know that there are some things coming up here in the real near future that you guys are a part of. Seems like you're behind a lot of great things, but tell us about the blood drive that's coming up real soon.
Yeah, well, we had Impact Life knock on our door because they saw that we had a pretty decent-sized parking lot, and they know that we are really big into giving back to the community. So they asked us if we could host a blood drive. So we said, sure, why not? So that's what got it started. I can speak personally as a donor and a recipient of blood. It's just something we can definitely stand behind and feel proud to be a part of.
And give us the date and the time for that event.
Tuesday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best part, well, there's so many good parts, but when you give a pint, you're going to get a pint of free custard from Culver's. Culver's has partnered with us and been so gracious. So we have 50 of those coupons for free pints. So the first 50, I hope we have 150, but it's the first 50 that are going to get that coupon. So,
and that will be right in the parking lot of State Farm Insurance in Richland Center?
Literally in the parking lot. It sounds like they have a big donor bus where you can hop on in the bus. And then, you know, I also heard rumor that Jake from State Farm will be there with some perhaps snacks and swag. They are definitely being very open, Impact Life is, to just showing up when you show up. If you make an appointment, that's great. If you cannot make an appointment and just kind of want to drop in, they're more than happy to have you just drop in, no appointment necessary.
Well, that works so well.
If you're like me, it does work out well, but if you're like me and you're kind of type A and you need a set time, if you go on our Facebook page, there's a QR code in a website and a link to where you can click and set up your appointment. So it's really up to you.
And Impact Life, I believe they serve the Richland Hospital. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I guess that was the part that I learned a lot through this conversation with Erica from Impact Life, and she shared with us that all the blood collected will definitely stay local, specifically to the Richland Hospital, which I think is so cool. I mean, gosh, just think about all the people that you're going to be able to help right here in your own community. I love that. Super easy to stand behind that.
State Farm Insurance, I know, is involved in many things, and I think there's some bike helmets you're standing behind for this coming Saturday's event, aren't there?
Yeah. There's a safety day on Saturday at the Brewer Public Library, and we're super excited because that's going to be maybe our 5th year in a row, maybe 4th. And they asked us if there's something we could provide that would just kind of, I guess, do an overall help for that day. And we said, what about some helmets? So we have some pretty sweet red bike helmets that if you are in need of helmets, we're happy to provide for you, no charge. Yeah, safety day. There's a lot going on that day. There's a lot of different departments showing up at the library.
Awesome. And those helmets are battle tested. Does Ryan try them on, does he, and check out each one?
Again, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see a pretty funny picture of Ryan and I on there. And yes, he tried the helmets out. So you bet. Yep.
Great.
Safety tested.
And they fit his melon all right and everything?
Barely, but okay. You know, that's my opinion. He would say fixed perfectly. I disagree, but you can be a judge yourself. Check out the Facebook page.
Well, Julie, let's recap. How did it go at your parking lot party this past Saturday after the rodeo parade?
Absolutely insane. I couldn't get over the amount of people that day. I was so overwhelmed with joy and gratitude for people showing up. Although someone did say, Julie, it's free ice cream, free swag, prizes, animals, face painting, the artwork by Rogers Create. So, yeah, I'm just so grateful. That was a team effort on so many levels. So, yeah, it was awesome. Hundreds of people. We had a couple of gallons of ice cream left over, so that was a good thing. But it was great.
Right.
You know, we always stick our neck out a little bit. We're like, will they show up? Will they come? And then every event, they're like, everyone shows up. So thank you to the community, because boy, oh boy, without you, there's no us, as Chuck says. So.
Well, right. There was a good, I thought maybe one of the better attendance, especially downtown for the parade that I've seen in the last few years. So that was a plus. And I think the weather, you kind of hit a home run everywhere, didn't you?
We really did. Again, that's why I just kept taking a deep breath, looking around and pausing and giving just a big gratitude and a big shout out. It was a blessing. Great day.
Wonderful. And again, the blood drive is on Tuesday. You can check out more at Impact Life, but sometimes people don't like those appointments. I know I kind of like that. You just kind of stop in when it fits your schedule then, right?
That's right. Exactly. It's either by appointment or just on your own schedule. 10 to 3, Tuesday, June 25th.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add today, Julie?
A huge thank you to you and everyone at WRCO for helping support the community. It means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Julie Cairns joining us. And again, that Impact Life Blood Drive is coming up next Tuesday, and they'll be right downtown in the Richland Center area at Safe Farm Insurance. Julie Cairns, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, let's talk about the importance of having a written plan out for your family and friends when you die.
Sure. So we hear a lot at the funeral, well, I know what I want to do, or I think I know what I want to do. And we always ask the question, well, have you told anyone or have you written it down? And a lot of times we hear, no, I haven't gotten to that point yet. I should do that. So we hear that I should do it a lot with writing a plan. The importance of the written plan is you may know what you want to do, but if no one else knows because you verbally didn't tell them, or even better, write it down. Because if we go with verbal, occasionally we have people come into arrangements that they'll say, Dad told me this, and another child will say, Dad told me this. And they're completely different things. But we don't have anything written to say, hey, this is what I really want to do. So it doesn't have to be anything really formal that the funeral home gives you, although we do have paperwork that are easy to fill out with the questions of what questions for the death certificate, for services, for obituaries, cemeteries, things like that. It doesn't even need to be that formal. It can be something that just at your house, you write something down. Same thing goes for people say, well, I need to get a will. Okay, a will is very helpful. It is important to have those things written down. But some people aren't comfortable going to talk to a lawyer. Okay, that's also understandable. It is important to do it, but some people aren't there yet. Same thing with prearranging a funeral. But possibly write some of your wishes down of what do you really want to happen with the things in your home, with your assets, with personal property. Who do you want to receive things? How do you want your funeral done? Anything that you can have written down is significantly better than doing absolutely nothing. So even if it's not legally formal in a will setting or a funeral trust setting or in funeral home documentation, at least have something written down. And telling someone where that written plan is really important, because a lot of times, like I said, people say, I know what I want to do. Well, if you don't tell anyone, your plan dies with you. So you had a plan, but without putting any sort of action into writing it down, then no one really knows. So it's also important to, once you write it down, it helps you to think about, what don't I know what I want to do yet? So it gives you time to sleep on it, to think on it, to come and review it and scratch it out and put something else in. But it gives you a peace of mind that something has been done. What have you not even thought about in your life? So to start a written plan, to have a written plan is really important. And then to let someone know where that written plan is, even if it's not necessarily with the funeral home or the lawyer, which we highly recommend that you do this. But even if you're at home, just get something down on paper.
So write down, for instance, music you'd like, funeral home, things like that. Those are the
Absolutely.
Important things.
Anything that can help your family out of, you know, a lot of times we'll ask, well, what's mom's favorite song? And we'll have different answers. Well, if you took the time to write it down, okay, we now have a list. Who would you like to be pallbearers? Do you want your grandchildren to be pallbearers? Do you want your grandsons? Do you want to include the granddaughters? Do you not want your grandchildren involved at all and you want outside sources? All of those give us something to go with. So anything that you can write down really helps us out. Do you want your funeral at a church? Okay, maybe you're a member of a church, but you don't necessarily want your funeral at the church. Maybe you want the funeral home or different things. So anything you can write down really helps people out down the road.
And you can have that on file. Even maybe a lockbox would be good if it's not going to be a funeral home, right?
So potentially. So the issue comes with a lockbox. I'm glad you brought this up. If you're alive, you still have access to get into the lockbox. At the time of your death, your lockbox in all likelihood becomes a frozen asset. So if you have funeral plans in a lockbox, you're not going to be able to get those out until after you get a death certificate, which is traditionally after a funeral and someone is appointed to open the lockbox. So plans in a lockbox for funeral planning doesn't help you out. What to do with your personal property? Absolutely. Your will, other paperwork like that? Yes. But funeral plans, you want to either just give to the funeral home. We can put them in a file, which families call us a lot and say, did mom or dad get anything down? They said they have things taken care of. And we'll just pull out the file and say, yes, this is what we have in here. And sometimes we have to tell them, mom and dad never actually did anything. They talked about it, but they never put anything on paper, and not on paper doesn't count.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Tom, is this a good time of year to be buying a mower?
Well, it's actually the best time of the year. It's right in the heart of the season. We have 0% for 36 months on our Aarons and Gravely products, and zero for 24 months on our Husqvarna products. But not only that, both companies are rebating from basically $200 all the way up to $2,000 per unit. These are unheard of programs. Normally you see them very early in the spring and then they die away. But the season has been different, and it's definitely different weather. And, of course, when it rains, and when it doesn't, it doesn't. But we're going to get some heat and some rain, and that's all key to keeping the grass growing. And June should be a very busy month for a lot of people. With Father's Day coming up and all the other things happening, we're full of excitement out here.
Let's talk about buying mowers and things like that. When do the new models come out for the current models?
Well, the new models will probably come out late August. A lot of companies are not introducing new mowers this year, and that's understandable. The industry basically is going through what we call a downsizing turmoil. When I say that, some companies are just hanging on by the threads, and other companies are just decided that we've got enough new stuff out there. We're going to sell what we have and continue to produce a good product. Key here, though, is whether it's a 23 model or 24 model or 29 model or 32 model, it doesn't make any difference. It's the dealership that you're dealing with. So when you buy a product from us, you get full warranty, and it ranges from 3 years to 5 years, and it's based on years and hours, so it's very, very important to understand that.
You got your robo-mower, you know, you get done so quickly, now you're hanging out at the beach, I suppose, in your skivvies and just kind of kicking back, huh?
Well, if I hung out in my skivvies and kicked back, I'd scare a lot of women away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What I would tell you, though, is the concept of the RoboMower and its ability to what it's doing is unique and new, and it's something that you can see here at Mueller Implement. We call it Robo One. Technically, the other day it was running for a half a day. Today we're running it for a full day. Yes, it can mow 2.5 acres a day, and it can do it 24/7. So if you want a beautiful lawn, lush looking and always pristinely cut, the Robos are out to go. But you can't see it unless you get here to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. So you've got to come to 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm Fleet, our neighbors, they're still there, and they're in business as well. So a lot of reasons to stop to Dodgeville, especially if you're looking for great products. We're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 12:30 on Saturday. And if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that's our internet site, you'll see a lot of things there. Go to Craigslist and punch in Mueller on the left-hand side, and you'll see all of our specials, including our used and a lot of things that you're not aware of we handle. Also, we have 15% off on our commercial saws and items, and we have discounts on everything. I don't care what it is right now, Phil. We have discounts, and it's very important. So those construction guys that want to come and buy a handheld cement saw, they're 10% off. If you're looking to buy a plate or something for compaction, they're 10% off. So there's chances for you to buy all kinds of things here.